Now it's our pleasure to welcome Rich Condon. And when we think about the Civil War in Pennsylvania, often Gettysburg comes to mind, but Pittsburgh and southwestern Pennsylvania also had a place in Civil War history. And he has a number of talks coming up, including one on August 21st. We'll talk with Rich about that. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here today. I'm curious about the Civil War and Pittsburgh. Can you whet our appetite a little bit about some of the things you'll be including in your upcoming talk?
Sure. So basically the whole point behind Civil War Pittsburgh is, you know, the fact that the American Civil War wasn't just limited to the battlefield. So it wasn't just limited to Gettysburg or Antietam or Manassas, et cetera. It was also, you know, confined to the home front. People, you know, in the city of Pittsburgh and the surrounding area were directly affected by the American Civil War. So some of the things I'll be talking about on Wednesday at Liveburn will include, you know, the Allegheny Arsenal explosion of 1862 in what is Lawrenceville, right outside of downtown Pittsburgh. We'll talk about some personal stories of, you know, soldiers and civilians in the Pittsburgh area during the American Civil War as well. And kind of the overall big picture, what kind of effect did the Civil War have on the Pittsburgh area and vice versa? You know, Pittsburgh was a big manufacturer of arms, weapons, ammunition. And, you know, it also supplied quite a few soldiers from Allegheny County. And also we'll talk about, and one thing that I find most fascinating about Pittsburgh's Civil War history is the fact that there's actually 36 forts that are built around the city in the summer of 1863, and some of them you can still see today.
36. Wow.
Yeah. That all throughout the, you know, Mount Washington, basically anywhere you see heights around the city of Pittsburgh, which is, you know, pretty extensive. They constructed these fortifications in a matter of 2 weeks.
That's amazing. Because thinking that Pittsburgh is reasonably far north, you would think that the front wasn't that close, although there were battles not too far away, but people must have been really frightened at the time, or at least wanted to be prepared. Was that the thinking, do you think?
Yeah, well, if you think back, the state of West Virginia wasn't established until June 20th of 1863, right around the time that the 1863 Gettysburg campaign is getting underway. So West Virginia, you know, is formerly Virginia. If you think about it, Pittsburgh was about 50 to 60 miles from the Virginia border, which at that time was considered enemy territory.
That makes sense. So you would be not too far away at all.
Yeah, and, you know, if you think about it too, their form of receiving news arrives fairly slowly. You have the telegraph system, but you also have, you know, by word of mouth or newspapers. It wasn't, you know, quick and instantaneous like it is today, where, you know, somebody can send a text message and say, hey, the Confederate Army's coming to Pittsburgh. You know, back then it was all left up to, you know, there's rumors floating around. People didn't know which way the Confederate Army would be heading. And they thought Pittsburgh was a very viable option for the Confederate Army.
I think people will enjoy hearing more about how this area played a role in the Civil War. I know when I learned about the Civil War, there was very little context given to it in terms of the local environment. And I think that's a good way to start that way and to build outward and learn more. Now, Liveburg Studios is where you're going to be August 21st. Is the date. Where are they located, Liveburg?
Liveburg Studio is located in Glenshaw, Pennsylvania, a little bit north of Pittsburgh.
And we've linked to the website or Facebook page from slbradio.org, but it's simply Live Berg Studios. And it will be kind of like a house concert environment, I think, when you go there, relatively informal, right? People will be able to ask you questions and you'll have a discussion about these items.
Yeah, that's correct. So typically, you know, they do a lot of live music events. This is the first that they're doing any kind of lecture series. They wanted to open up Live Berg to, you know, to local programming, and they thought Civil War Pittsburgh would be kind of a good introductory lecture. But, you know, I'm pretty informal when it comes to doing programs anyway. I don't like to talk at people. I like it to be more of a conversation. You know, so I'll obviously give facts and give my talk, but I like to open up the floor to questions and, you know, whoever wants to throw in any information they might have.
Well, excellent. This is going to be coming up August 21st, which is right around the corner, this coming Wednesday night, starting at 7 o'clock. It should run a few hours at Live Berg Studios. And Rich, anything else you'd like to mention? I hope things go well. I'm sure folks will come out to take a listen and to ask you some questions.
Yeah, we have some more programming coming up throughout the fall and winter time especially. Usually, you know, a lot of the programming I've done so far has been out of state, you know, with other organizations, mostly in the West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia area. So I'm excited to start doing some more programming in the Western Pennsylvania and Pittsburgh area. So this is kind of the start of something that'll get a little bit busier here in the next few months. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, great. I hope people will continue to keep in touch. Does Civil War Pittsburgh itself have a website?
Right now we just have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram as well. But I am working on getting up a permanent blog site as well. I also contribute to a blog called Pennsylvania in the Civil War. It's PennCivilWar.com. So a lot of the stuff that you might see me talking about on Civil War Pittsburgh is also posted on that blog site. But we will have a Civil War Pittsburgh blog site up as well here in the near future.
Excellent. Thanks so much for being with us, and good luck Wednesday night.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.